This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, responds to President Trump's executive order. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, Sauvelle.com/our-eyes-r-on-you.
In an article written by Alveda King, the niece of the former civil rights champion Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., she pens her appreciation for President Trump's executive order, the Safe Policing and Safe Communities Act. The executive order bans law enforcement officers from using chokeholds like the one used against George Floyd. Alveda believes that this will help de-escalate the senseless slaughter and violence ravaging our communities. President Donald J. Trump said while signing his executive order that, "Under the executive order I'm signing today, we will prioritize federal grants from the Department of Justice to police departments that seek independent credentialing certifying that they meet high standards. As part of this new credentialing process, chokeholds will be banned, except if an officer's life is at risk." King commented about the president's intervention, saying that President Trump has again shown leadership by continuing to host listening sessions regarding race relations. Due to these interactions, a major awareness of Juneteenth, a heretofore often overlooked holiday, is in the forefront. The history lesson is good for America. We are grateful for President Trump's leadership and sensitivity. The Department of Justice renewed its commitment to uphold the civil and constitutional rights of all people in the United States. And they also announced the launch of the Civil Rights Reporting Portal, which is a new online tool that will make it easier for the public to report civil rights violations. Eric Dreeband is the Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, and he spoke about the new online database, saying, "The Civil Rights Reporting Portal will make it easier for the public to connect with us, which in turn makes us more effective at upholding these important rights. I encourage the public to use this portal to report civil rights violations." Even though we should be very encouraged by these reports, Alveda King urges that we must continue to pray, love, forgive, and protest peacefully. We can peacefully protest by voting for candidates who support the sanctity of life and the dignity of the one-blood human race. She continued saying that, "We are not colorblind. We can end the race wars by opening our eyes and seeing each other clearly as human beings, not separate races. We can learn to live together as brothers and sisters, not perish together as fools." She is urging for all of us to continue to pray for our president and for all of our leaders. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.